What's another word for synonym? Do other people think about the times that I have completely embarrassed myself? How many people who saw me today wound up, you know, thinking about me tonight? What was there before the Big Bang? And what was before that? Just when you're about to sleep, random thoughts just keeps on bugging you during these ungodly hours. Welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila, your avenue for your late night thoughts and how to sashay it away. Welcome to another episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. For today's episode, we will be talking about self-love language and how to better understand it. To make this discussion more enjoyable, I invited a friend to co-host with me. She graduated secondary education major in communication arts in English in Pamantasan ng Lungsod ng Maynila. And prior to being an HR advisor, she used to work for talent and development for 9 years. And she is also a mother to a 10-year-old boy. Let's welcome Kat Morota.
Hi, hello, guys. Hi.
Mapalakpa kasi wala kaming props for that. Kasi simula ko pa lang, di ba?
That's okay. Ayan.
How are you, Kat? Thank you for...
Glad to be here.
I know. Thank you for saying yes. Welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila. Finally.
Yes, finally. Thank you for having me.
I think, you are really one of the best person to talk about this with. Since yung mga chikahan natin sa office is mostly about this din naman talaga and
true.
Other stuff. So,
yes,
thank you for saying yes. And again, as mentioned today, we're going to talk about discovering our self-love language. So I thought of this topic because people have the tendency to incorporate our values and what we do to ourselves to other people, di ba? Tapos, followed by expectations. So in order to avoid feeling more anxious or setting unnecessary expectations, I think it's important to build a relationship with ourselves by discovering what our self-love language is. So the question is, how do we produce enough love for our own selves? Diba?
Well, I totally agree, especially now, that you really can't, there's a lot of limitations for us. Where we're quarantined, we have been in quarantine for, I don't know, 7-8 months. I lost count, to be honest.
That's like 20 years.
Feels like forever na rin, diba? But there are certain, there's a lot of limitations pagdating sa, like before, pwede naman na when you're feeling down or you need a little perk me up, ganyan. There are a multitude of ways for you to do that, but given the limited options that we have at the moment, I think it's important na other than yung kasi feeling ko ang self-care kasi it's just a smaller umbrella of self-love. Self-love is like the bigger umbrella na we need to also take a look at na or place a heavy importance on. Kasi feel ko dun dun magsusunod-sunod yung everything else that you do is rooted on that. Like what you mentioned nga kanina, how we react to people, how we build our relationships, or even letting go of people.
Yes.
Diba? It's rooted on how much we value ourselves, how much we, in essence, cliche as it may sound, how much we love ourselves.
Totoo. Depende talaga kung gaano tayo ka-compassionate with ourselves, diba?
Exactly.
So, yun nga. It's important for us to discover kung alin talaga yung self-love language natin. Minsan kasi parang, pag may nakita tayo na like, ginagawa ng ibang mga tao, may tendency tayo na parang pwede mong gayahin eh. Diba?
Oo.
Kasi baka... Pero it's fine if you're still on that journey discovering what your self-love language is.
That's
okay
true.
Lang din na parang, ah, okay, maybe this will work for me. Tapos pag hindi, ah, maybe I can try this. Which is, you know, either way, kung nasa journey ka, okay pa din siya.
Oo. As what you said nga, it's a journey. It's, may kanya-kanya tayo ng time, may kanya-kanya tayong pace. And as you said then, you look at other people, diba? Which is very common naman na behavior na you can look to someone na, ah, okay, this works for this person, pwede naman na, pwede din siya mag-work sa akin. Hindi naman siya ano, parang snowflake, diba, na ano, one is entirely 100% unique, diba? So trial and error din siya.
Totoo.
And I feel na, I think it, siguro yung some level of awareness din, I feel like, importante siya when you try to determine or try to figure out what your self-love language is. How aware are you with, siguro, what ticks you off, what makes you feel good, diba? Yung ganun. And I'm not sure if I shared this with you during, as you mentioned nga kanina, yung mga chikahan natin sa office. Pero, during this time, and there's no shame in admitting this, na, you know, I've gone through several sessions of counseling this year. You know, I've gone through something heavy this year, diba? So, I needed help. And, before going through counseling, I tried all the tricks I know inside my bag of tricks. Trinay ko na lahat. Reaching out to friends, crying it out, yung mga ganun. Pero nothing was working. So I figured, baka naman I'm looking at just one bag.
Mm-hmm.
Baka naman may ibang bag na pwedeng tignan. And that's yung level of parang yung light bulb moment dun is mas naging aware ako na and mas accepting ako na what I am currently doing is not working for me.
Oh yeah, oo.
It starts off with just being aware and being accepting na there are times talaga na like yun, trial and error siya. Hindi to nag-work or try ko siya. Mag-work siya, well and good. Pag di siya nag-work, let's try something else. And to your point of it being a journey, hindi naman din minamadali.
Yeah, totoo. Just like healing, di ba? It's the same with discovering your self-care, your self-love.
Yes.
At saka nagbabago. Nagbabago eh.
True.
Kumbaga, di ba, as you age, nagbabago yung language natin. Like, not only for ourselves, but also towards other people. Like, with our friends, you know, our relationship with our friends, with other people, and especially with our parang partners, di ba? Nagbabago siya habang nag-i-age tayo. It's really a journey. You know, I'm really glad that you mentioned about the counseling kasi I wanna ask you later.
Ah, okay.
Like, what are your parang mga na-discover mo?
Okay.
Ano yung na-gain mo from that counseling that you discovered about yourself, mga ganon.
Okay.
So let's hold that for later.
Sige.
Now, I wanna define self-love. I wanna put words into it. Mm-hmm. So, for you, how do you define self-love?
Ako kasi, I think it's all-encompassing eh. It's, for number one, siguro, I feel na when you say self-love, you extend the same level of compassion, empathy, kindness towards yourself in the same way that you extend it to others.
I agree.
So,
also,
it shouldn't be anything less than...
Totoo!
Kasi that's where I feel na yun yung nagiging root cause ng ano natin eh, mga expectations na hindi nami-meet.
Oh, yun talaga. Masakit talaga mag-expect.
Nasaway mo na ako dyan before.
ako din. At ikaw ganun ka din sa akin, di ba?
Oo, di ba? Parang, eh, ikaw kasi, what can I expect? Pero, yun nga, it's another light bulb moment na I should say na yung level ng pagmamahal mo sa sarili mo, kung maaari, it should be equal or even more than how it is, how you are towards other people. May it be
people, totoo.
May it be family. Diba? I mean, lalo na sa atin, lalo na sa culture natin, how we were brought up, na sisters share, for example. Yung ganung value na when we were kids, if you have siblings, diba? Yung gamit ng yung gamit mo,
ate mo.
O, yung gamit ng ate mo, parang common
gamit. Oo. Ng mga kapatid.
Oo.
Pwede mong i-share.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that sets us up for not being able to clearly set boundaries for ourselves. Diba? So, when we grow older, may tendency din tayo na parang pag, ate, can I borrow, ganyan. Even if you feel na parang, but, hindi ko pa yung nasusuot eh. Yung mga ganong instances. Although, since you were taught and you were brought up na, yun nga, you'd have to share with your siblings or you'd have to share with family. Those boundaries can be blurred. So,
totoo.
So, yun, going back to my original point of extending that same kind of kindness, empathy, and compassion towards yourself in the same level that you do it for other people, as much as possible, sana, let's try to be a little bit more towards ourselves.
Oo. Kaya nga naisip ko din tong topic na to kasi nga, to help also other people, like for our listeners na, yun nga, dahil may tendency tayo na ini-incorporate natin dun sa other people kung paano tayo sa sarili natin eh. Or minsan hindi tayo nakaka-know dahil yung binibigay natin, dahil yun nga, culturally, maraming factors.
Oh.
One is, you know, culturally.
Oh.
Pero kung alam natin kung paano natin i-communicate, halimbawa tayo, pag sinabi ko na parang, you know, I can't be available tonight eh, or I am not available tonight.
Mm-mm.
Dahil, you know, may iba akong mga trip gawin, pero magne-Netflix ka lang pala. But that's for me is, you know, pero if we know how to communicate that,
right,
you'll respect that, diba?
Oh,
tapos, kasi minsan nababad trip tayo, nagagalit tayo, pero hindi natin naiintindihan na, yun yung language na eh, ibigay natin yung sa kanya.
Oo.
So, yun ang ano ko, for me, yun naman ang definition ng ano ko, ng self-love, taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others.
Oo.
Diba? Oo, prioritizing yourself, diba?
Exactly. Actually, yun naman talaga yung self first, and medyo ano siya, diba? Minsan may isip mo parang ang selfish nung dating. No eh, it isn't, kasi there's no one else that will look out for you, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah,
realistic, being real about it, walang ibang mag-aalaga sa iyo kundi ikaw. You can't rely on other people, you can't really lean too much on other people to do that for you, or, you know, to hold your hand the entire time. Kailangan ikaw, meron kang well, you know, a well of whatever that is, na pagkukuhanan mo ng strength, pagkukuhanan mo ng tibay ng loob, headedness, ng decision making skills mo, dun ka kukuha eh. So, how else are you going to do that if you don't put yourself first?
First, yeah. Yun nga. So, it's a key to your mental well-being. And it keeps depression and anxiety at bay.
Right.
Alam mo, may nabasa nga ako eh. Ang sabi daw, with the modern society kasi, we are somewhat being told like being busy is good. Working long hours is good. Learning new skills, new language, bagong TikTok dance is good. I'm not against TikTok, pero may mga ganon. So we are getting stuck up by these things. It's like there's a hidden competition with each other or even with ourselves. So as a consequence daw, we are being too hard on ourselves tuloy.
Right.
Diba? Minsan parang, ang gusto mo lang talagang gawin, for example, like ako, lagi kong sinasabi, ang Sunday for me is Netflix or good film talaga. Pag hindi ako nakapanood ng good film, nang hindi ako nakahiga, ng Sunday, I feel like hindi ako nakapagpahinga talaga.
Oo.
Pero may ibang mga, you know, magsasabi na you have to always, you know, do something, keep busy, or learn something. Parang nakakagilting tumunga nga ngayon. Kasi laging merong magsasabi at magsasabi na parang sayang yung oras. Dapat may ginagawa. Dapat you're learning something new. Which is not naman bad. I mean, may mga ibang tao talaga na yun ang trip nila eh. You know, they are investing on their time, which is really good. Meron naman ding mga tao na kagaya ko na ang definition ko talaga ng pahinga is just to, you know, lie down and watch a good film, listen to a good music and whatever. So siguro kapag gano'n na naiintindihan natin kung ano yung kailangan natin, hindi na tayo magiging ganun ka too hard on ourselves by pagtunga nga. Kasi alam mo na, well, this is what I need. Diba?
Exactly.
Oh, if your need is, ano, mag-aral ng bagong language, di mag-aral ka if that's what you need. Diba? So, it is important to understand talaga. Ngayon, let's go with, ano, let's go through the five types of self-love language. Okay. So let's start with physical touch.
Yeah. Ang hirap niyan ngayon, di ba?
Pero let's define muna. Kasi baka meron pa tayong mag-put into words sa physical touch eh. So how would you like to define this?
In the literal sense.
Yeah.
Ito yung mga, I mean, you feel the need or you feel taken care of if there is some physical or some yung mga senses touch mo na ano na it appeals to your senses, yung pwedeng nakikita mo, nahawakan mo, nahawakan ka or nalalasahan mo, anything that appeals to the senses. Pasok siya sa narinig mo, 'di ba? Pasok siya sa ganong self-love language.
Diba? Oo. Totoo, when you feel at peace when you've done something, 'di ba? To make your physical body feel better. Tapos sila rin yung parang mga nasa in a relationship or na yun yung gusto nilang na-receive eh. Yung touch, yung parang, even with friends, di ba? May mga ganong friends eh, na mahilig mag-hug.
Oo.
Di ba? So, let's give examples sa physical touch. So, we have here.
For self-care kasi ako, personally, yeah, ito kasi yung love language ko.
I mean, alam mo dito.
As receiving, ah.
Sobrang ito yung nag-number one din sa akin. Pero sige, why physical touch?
I think you noticed this naman when we interact. When I'm talking about something that I'm passionate about or when I'm earnest about my feelings, I would put my hands sa
Your heart. Same. Kahit pag kumakanta. ganyan ako. Pag kinakanta ko yung Space Oddity ni David Bowie, nako, alam na mga nakakakilala sa akin yan. Nilalagay ko yung kamay ko dito para nalulupang hinirang. This is Major Tom to ground control. Pero relate ako dyan. Alam mo, part ng physical touch din yung mga massages. Diba? Soft blankets.
Oh, oh. And can I admit something? Kasi sobrang addicted ako sa pillows. So, matagal ko nang gustong bumili nung isang sobrang expensive niya na pillow. Hindi kaya ng puso kong i-justify.
Yung may weight? Yun ba yung may weight?
Basta parang hindi. Feather iba light, pa? Feather touch. Yung parang hotel levels na pillow.
Sobrang in-need mo na ba talaga?
Nandun na ako sa ganun level. Parang hindi ko ma-justify sa sarili ko na bibili ako ng ganito kamahal na pillow. Pero deserve ko naman siguro to. So, I finally gave in. I bought, you know, two pillows para naman, para masarap yung tulog mo. Kasi,
I agree.
I value my sleep very much, diba? And I feel that's also part of, me being, you know, my preference for love language is physical touch. Sleep is also very valuable to me. If I don't get parang at least siguro mga 4 or 5 hours of sleep, at least on a weekday, ah.
Tsaka ano, Kat, di ba spa?
Yes, oo.
Spa. Spa, skincare, yes, mga ganyan.
Haircuts, yan.
Haircuts? Oo, di ba mahilig ka magpasalon eh?
Oo, ano yan, pagka planchado yung buhok ko or curled yan, alam mo na.
Diba, you feel good na when you're taking time. Like ako, I love long showers talaga. Mahilig ako mag-shower. Parang, I'm learning this, what do you call? Moving meditation. So, part siya, long showers na, yung, alam mo yung pag nag-shower ka, tapos nararamdaman mo yung pagtulo talaga ng tubig sa balat mo. Feel na feel ko yun. Kasi na yung mind ko na bablangko siya. Wala akong ibang iniisip. Gusto ko lang na nararamdaman. Tapos mahilig ako sa mga body wash na mga mababango, yung mga nakakalambot ng balat, ng buhok, ganyan. Yun ang self-love language ko talaga, mga ganyan. Same with you, blankets,
massages. Oo, kaya nga eh, anything that appeals to the senses, as you said nga, yung mga scents, for example, ng mga body washes mo, 'di ba? You're very particular. Ako din eh, personally, ako naman hindi ako loyal sa isang product. Kaya sobrang gastos ko rin sa ganyan. Na parang ayoko na ng lavender.
Eh kasi mas fun pag iba-iba minsan. Kasi na-try mo yung ibang mga scent. Right. Kung alin yung mas okay sa'yo. Tapos, I agree with that. Hindi rin ako ganun ka-loyal sa isang product.
Kasi nga, it's part of these mini decisions, these micro decisions that we make. It's a manifestation of our preferences. Na kaya right. Kaya ganoon na kaya nagma-manifest siya in that regard.
Nabanggit mo pati yung sense of panlasa. So pati sa food, right? Kasi ikaw alam ko kilala ka ta, dinidate mo yung sarili mo mag-isa.
Oo.
'Di ba? Saka kumain, andiyan lang sa nakapag-peri-peri ka na pala mag-isa. Oo, 'di ba? Oo, kinala kita na ganun eh. Good food for you is your self-love language mo yan. Good food. Pag mag-isa ka na kumakain ka, 'di ba?
Actually, tama ba ako? Alam mo, that's a really good observation. I didn't really see it that way, pero you're right na I
oo, nakikita ko na na-enjoy mo kasi siya. Na hindi ka parang ilang ganyan. Yung masaya kayo. Oh, saan ka galing? Diyan lang, sa peri-peri. Naninikit pa yung mata mo. Diyan lang, sa peri-peri.
Kumain mag-isa. Kasi
Diyan lang, sa yellow cup.
That's true. Like, kasi diba, siguro, you mentioned nga din kanina na, kailangan busy, kailangan productive ka sa buong araw. And, it can't be helped kapag nasa corporate ka. You are 100% utilized habang nasa office ka at least. So, in our line of work, there would be times talaga that you barely get to stand up, get water. So when you do, when you get that opportunity or you get that chance,
chance,
oh,
yeah.
Sagarin mo na.
Oh, 2 hours agad. Joke lang po sa 2 hours. Kahit 1 hour lang yung lunch mo, 2 hours
ito, na wala. Diba? Or pagka log out mo, diba? I mean, ako, I typically do that, diba? Pagka tapos na lahat, reward ko rin sa sarili ko na, oh, yun ba? It's one way of rewarding yourself if, when, yun na nga, you've done so much for the day, madami ka naman ang na-accomplish, you owe it to yourself to do something nice for yourself.
Tama, oo. Before you sleep, before, yung pag mag-isa ka na lang, hanapin mo, ano yung mga kapagpasaya sa'yo, diba?
Oo, exactly.
Mm-mm. Okay. So that's for physical touch. That's number yun ang first natin sa self-love language. Our second self-love language. Ang taso pagka-second ko doon. Our second. Kanina pa ako, ah.
More energy.
Nanibago ko. Oo nga, eh. Okay. Second self-love love language is acts of service. Ito naman yung mga doing things for yourself that make you feel good or make life easier. Alam mo, may nabasa akong article about this. Isa daw sa ang acts of service ay yung pag meron kang ginagawa for yourself, na halimbawa nag-organize ka or naglinis ka, kasi ang dahilan mo or ang purpose mo eh para later on, halimbawa that day, hindi mo na iintindihin yon. Parang you're serving yourself na pwede ka mamayang magpatamad-tamad or whatever kasi ginawa mo na. Parang ganon. Diba?
That helps really for those who are highly organized, I feel like. Yung mga very process-oriented na step one first before step two. It appeals to them pagka organized, maayos, compartmentalized. My sister is like that. Yung bunso namin, if you open her bag, sa bag niya, there are 3-4 pouches na nakahiwalay yung makeup, nakahiwalay yung everything has its place.
Naiingit ako sa ganun. Yung may mga tao talaga kasing ganun eh, no? Yung tama ka, yung may mga pouches na ganyan, so may mga maliit pang ganyan.
Kulang na lang ano.
Ang galing.
Kulang na lang i-ziplock mo lahat.
Oo, pati yung at saka hanga rin ako dun sa mga tao na part of the acts of service na self-love language, yung mahilig gumawa ng planners. Yung mga nakaka-complete talaga
That's
ng mga
true.
Planners. Kasi diba, taon-taon na lang may magre-regalo sa'yo ng planner pero minsan hindi mo naman talaga nagsusulatan.
Kaya I gave up on that. I mean, may mga nagre-regalo and I appreciate them. Pero sometimes, ano na lang yung nag-recycle ako. Yung mga ginamit, mga planners na hindi ko pa nagamit mga 2 years ago, ngayon ko pa lang siya nagagamit as a notebook, ganyan. Kasi, I'm not... hindi.
Maganda ka kasi, wala na lang sana yung mga planners. Pero hindi yan mag-work for some. Kailangan may date talaga yung iba.
Oo, that's one. Can I just share? Yun nga, yung sister ko na kinukwento ko sa'yo kanina, I feel na ang ito yung ano niya, self-love language niya. When you open her drawer naman, kahit doon, may mga maliliit pa siya na compartment for, ang galing niya mag-organize. That's why, since we're working from home na, diba, so magkasama kami ngayon sa bahay, nagtutwitch ng onti yung mata niya kasi I'm very disorganized. I'm very
makalat.
Na-relegate tuloy ako sa pinaka-corner ng kwarto. Kasi parang hindi niya nakikita yung out of the corner of her eye. As in, kasi pag nakita niya, maano siya, masistress.
Oo, kasi kasama yun eh. Yes. Sa language eh. Cleaning, yes. Delegating, scheduling, yan, planner, therapy, yan, so act of service, for self-love. Oo nga, no? Pag ikaw yung magbibigay, alam na natin yan eh, no? pagka sa relationship or with friends, minsan hindi mo naiintindihan kahit hindi nag-I love you. Pero ano, siya na yung maglilinis nito for you, siya na yung mag-aayos nito for you. Yun pala yung ano.
Or kunwari, magkasama kayo, 'di ba, kumakain. Yung paubos na yung rice mo sa plate.
Kinain niya.
Buti sana kung hindi. Thankfully hindi ganoon yung ginawa, pero nakaano na, nakasunod na agad yung paglalagyan ka na ng pagsisilbihan ka na, in other words.
Ay, oo, gusto ko 'yan, yung mga ganyan, yung hindi ginagawa mo pa sinasabi tapos nagawa na. Oo, yung antok na antok ka, kailangan mo ng kape, tapos biglang parang ay, may kape na agad.
Yes,
mga ganoon. Language 'yun, oo. Oo, language nila 'yun.
Oh, 'yun yung ano nila, giving. Yun yung giving.
Giving nila. Oo.
Sometimes kasi ano eh, we fail to recognize these things.
Totoo. Kasi yun nga, kung hindi, feeling ko iba-iba eh. Minsan kasi parang pag hindi nag-I love you, or hindi na meet yung or hindi yun yung language mo ng receiving, parang hindi mo na maiisip na parang love ka ng tao na yun.
Oo.
Or ng, diba, ng friend mo or ng lover mo. Kaya importante na alam talaga natin yun eh. Dapat ganun na bago ka pumasok sa relationship.
Oo, yun yung mga first questions.
Okay, pag-upo nyo palang na ganyan sa date, anong love language mo?
So, dito sa questionnaire
pala
na to,
gusto mo bang mag-quiz muna?
Oo naman, that would probably save us.
Nakakaloka. Why not,
and
diba?
And matatawa na lang din siguro yung kausap mo pag ginawa mo yun, diba? So maganda rin siyang icebreaker.
Oo, tapos ayaw na sa'yo. Sarap.
Ano kami pa-quiz?
Oo, wala siya. Anong language yan? Wala. Ano lang? Kainis ka lang.
Diba? Kung mawirduhan sa sa'yo, you know na ano. Alam mo nang indicator yan na hindi kayo swak.
Oo. Tapos balikan na lang ulit sa self mo.
Balikan na lang ulit sa self mo, diba? Saka na lang muna.
Balikan na lang. Doon talaga siya papasok eh. Sige,
that's
na,
true.
Na muna. Hanapin natin yan. Baka nasa 5 yun, hindi natin alam. So, okay. So, that's our second self-love language. So, again, we have the physical touch, yun yung first, and then we have acts of service. Third is receiving gifts naman. Ayan. Parang bet ko ang gifts.
Self?
Bet ko din to. Pero, so ano bang definition nito, Kat? Receiving gifts.
From the literal,
so self-love.
I feel like from the literal sense of it is, kunwari, bumili ka ng ano, masarap sa food pa, and nagpa-deliver ka, yung mga ganon, or you buy yourself you buy yourself flowers. It's as simple as that, na maglagay ako dito ng something pretty na ano, or literally na gift to self.
Yeah, treating yourself to gifts that make you happy. May iba, alam mo, craft supplies. 'Di ba yung mga gumagawa ng mga crafty,
yung
stuff,
nagbubullet ganyan journal.
Oh yeah, yung mga ganyan. Tapos yung mga nagme-makeup, mga mahilig bumili ng makeup, ganyan. 'Di ba nagsha-shopping ng clothes.
Or, like now, syempre hindi na natin masyadong magawa 'yun kasi nga with you know, yung mga makikita mo palagi na lang ang mga nasa phone niya, ma'am, nandito na po ako sa baba, green na gate, Lazada.
Lazada, ngayon po ma'am yung delivery niya, ma'am,
nandito na po, nandito na po sa baba. Oo, andyan na yung Shopee, andyan na yung Lazada, yung mga Zalora, yung mga ganun.
Importante, kaya alam mo, importante na ano eh. Minsan kasi parang magugulat kayo, di ba? Aminin mo, as a, parang I think it's natural lang din for human na pag may nakita kang gano'n na, grabe, nag-shopping na naman, tapos yung bakla, shopping na naman, ganyan. Pero, imbes na parang ma-judge mo 'di ba, na shopping na naman, ganyan. Isipin mo na lang na siguro 'yun ang ano niya talaga. That's what makes her exactly. happy. So, oh, hayaan mo na siya, tapos ikaw umalis ka na, hanapin mo yung sayo.
Exactly. Minsan kasi, hindi minsan, but it can't be helped for us to give opinions. Oo, it's normal.
Oh, it's normal.
Pero, it's normal to give opinions. It shouldn't be, but as much as possible, let's, ano, yung, wala na lang yung dapat ganito, ganyan. Yung may,
ayun! Gusto ko yung sinabi mo na yon. Dapat, yung dapat na word, exactly. wala. Especially sa friends, alam mo sa friends, nangyayari yan eh. Pag you're with yung mga close friends mo, with the barkada, ganyan. Yung kagaya nga nung nabanggit ko kanina, meron tayong tendency na ini-incorporate natin yung ginagawa natin sa sarili natin, sa ibang tao. Nakakalimutan natin na, hindi yun kanya. Hindi yun, ito ang para sa akin. If you wanna give advice, yung mga word na dapat, yung sigurong iniiwasan, unless, ask.
Unless solicited. Yes.
Mga unsolicited, yes.
That's why.
Diba? Kasi doon tayo minsan nagkakaroon ng ano, pag may mga word na dapat ganito eh, dapat ganito din yung gawin mo, dapat ganito, ayan. Diyan na tayo yung parang ano, siguro, maganda siyang ang way ng pagtatanong is parang, would you like to try this? Uh-oh. Have you tried doing this? Yung exactly. open ang question, diba?
Ang suggestion. That would be really helpful nga eh. When a friend or whoever really comes to you for help or for advice, as much as possible, we let projecting your own experiences.
Ayun, projecting, tama.
It may not be something that person needs. Maybe, diba? Maybe that particular time, gusto lang niya talaga mag-vent. Gusto niyang pintas. Gusto niyang mamintas.
Mag-vent, oo.
Gusto niyang mambash ng kabet.
Parang may hugot ka na wala.
Gusto niyang mambash. May bigote. O, yun. Gusto lang niyang mambash. Diba? Huwag mong sawayin.
Ay, nako. Dahil na gusto ko na mag-move on. Charot.
Hindi, pero
okay,
ano.
Okay, so that's our third.
Just closing that out, ano. I mean, we're, as human beings, it can't be helped na you would still have that negative headspace. Diba? So,
Oo. It's normal. It's natural. Na hindi tayo agad positive sa mga bagay-bagay. You have to give that space na parang, okay. Exactly. So, ito yung una mong reaction. Tapos, huwag mo lang tatagalan.
Diba?
Move on ka din doon sa pa-positive na. But okay lang, tanggapin mo. Okay, ito yung naging comment ko. Naging masama ako for this minute. Okay, 5 minutes from now, kailangan ba, ano na
so,
nangyari?
Huwag kang tatambay doon. Huwag kang, don't let it consume you. And, I'm still learning this, but don't let other people live in your head rent-free. Diba? Yun din. Yun din. Gusto mo yan?
Tawan-tawan din siya,
Sponsored!
Gusto ko yan. Sabi na, third na kasi. Okay, moving on. Sorry, Kat. So, asan na tayo? That's our third self-love language. We have, okay, so our first is physical touch. We have acts of service. And then we have receiving gifts. Ayan. Alam mo, gusto ko dito, you know, let's define quality time, no?
Right.
It's spending time alone, hobbies, and doing things you love. Ito yung gusto kong sabihin kanina na as you age, nag-change yung self-love language natin. Kasi on, like when I was younger, I was really outgoing eh. Yung, alam mo yan, diba? Labas ako ng labas talaga. Yung feeling ko, well, hindi naman feeling ko, pero doon ako masaya kasi before eh. Okay, labas, labas, ganyan. Tapos habang nag-age ka na nga, you find parang peace and happiness kapag may mga times na mag-isa ka lang. Mas nare-relax ka kapag kung ano man yung ginagawa mo alone when you're really spending time sa sarili mo. Ito yung sinasabi ko kanina, quality time. Ikaw, what do you
think?
This
is my second, really, si quality time as a love language. And that's why there would be times when hindi mo ako makikita at all. Hindi mo ako mararamdaman in any social media platform. Quiet. Just quiet. And the reason for that is I would much rather spend it on other things than just mindlessly scrolling. Kasi it's a very tempting thing to do. Mindlessly scrolling through Instagram or Facebook. Your mind isn't really at rest. Eh. You're just veering away from, you're just kung ano man.
Kung ano man yung
mas may dapat. Exactly. May dapat, kung ano man yung siguro, dapat mo inaatupag at that time.
Yeah.
Or kung ano yung mas may weight at that time, diba? Kung kumbaga, mindlessly scrolling Instagram versus, I don't know, 15-minute workout. Diba? So it also entails a certain level of discipline. I feel like yung mga may ganitong self love language, they value their time. They invest.
Time talaga.
Na parang,
they invest.
If I have
on their time,
X amount of time in a day, where do I want to spend it on? So to these people, or ako personally na lang, personally I would, kung gano'n, na meron lang akong 2 hours na free time for myself, ano yung gusto kong gawin for that 2 hours? Kasi, when that time is up, my other roles will be switched on naman. As you mentioned nga during the introduction earlier, I have a 10-year-old kid. So, there, yung may I wake up super early. Like, ano, mga 5:30 a.m. gising na ako. Why? Kasi with the online schooling and all of that, and I don't have, you know, household help. Wala akong help. So I prepare everything. But yung first 30 minutes, mga 5:30 to 6 a.m., that's when I make coffee. Yun yung pinaka-quiet time ko na for myself before all my other roles for the day are demanded of me or are expected of me. So my role as a mom gets switched on when the minute that he wakes up. Well, it doesn't end that way naman, but it doesn't end and start that way. But yung iba mong roles that will call your attention na nanay ka, anak ka, ate ka, syempre empleyado ka. So may mga certain demands na sa'yo for the day. So, at least carve that time for yourself na, I don't know, first 30 minutes?
Oh, ang sabi nga nila, you don't manage your time. Oh, you invest on your time. Yun ang, yun ang sinasabi nila. That, well, actually, nabasa ko somewhere.
yung isang manager ko, madalas niyang sinasabi sa akin when we try to find training programs na you'll have to spend money on, she would always tell me, isipin mo, kunwari 10 piso lang yung pera mo, saan mo gagastusin yung 10 piso na yon? So basically the point is, how do you fully maximize whatever it is that you have, paano mo siya masusulit? So if you have 30 minutes in a day, how can you use that 30 minutes na merong pinatunguhan? And to your point kanina na yung pagtunganga pag Netflix, if that is your me time.
Yeah. That's my self-care.
There's no one really stopping you from doing it.
Totoo. Ano lang talaga, iba-iba lang talaga, like, itong ang quality time. Nagbabago siya eh. Diba? Kasama natin yung meditation, diba? Yun nga, relaxing, reading, even dates.
Uh-oh.
Dates, I agree with this. Oo, gusto ko yan, yung mga ganyang dates. Pagde-date mo yung sarili mo, yung mga pagka-peri-peri mo, ganyan.
Totoo.
Diba? Or time on hobbies and creativity. Like, ako, hindi naman talaga ako magaling mag-drawing, but I enjoy painting, I enjoy drawing. Parang I really take time to do that. Pag gusto ko, pag gusto kong i-try, ganyan. So, nag-iiba talaga eh. Nag-iiba talaga as you age eh. Pwedeng out of the four na we're currently discussing na self-love language, pwedeng dati, ano ka, what do you call that? Acts of service ka. Tapos ngayon, quality time ka na, di ba? So, nagbabago talaga.
To your point about it being a journey.
So,
sometimes you add or sometimes you subtract or shed away. You shed certain things or aspects about yourself na you've outgrown. Much like people, di ba? There are people that you used to hang out with 10 years ago that you barely talk to now. Kasi, much like when we were in kindergarten, di ba? Yung mga playmates natin noon, you find new playmates, grade 1, grade 2, it's the same thing. You shed.
Same thing.
So, hindi na rin swak yung mga trip nyo. So, there's really, I feel, siguro ako lang ha, medyo zero remorse ako if I lose touch with certain people. Lalo na pag
depende rin kasi talaga.
Lalo na if we don't have the same things in common anymore, or I don't feel na may value add pa ako sa kanya in the same way.
We protect our energy.
Yung energies. Hindi na in sync yung energy. So, yun. Minsan, nagsushrug na lang na, okay, diba? It is what it is.
Baka ito talaga yung love language mo, Kat. Quality time.
Mas primary.
Ay, okay. So, that's our fourth self-love language. Again, let's just go back para sa mga recap lang ng konti before we give our fifth and last self-love language. So again, we have the physical touch, acts of service. Oh, wait, i-recap lang natin na medyo mabilis. So physical touch yun, yung mga massages, soft blankets, spa, skincare, long showers. Acts of service, yung mga cleaning, organizing, scheduling, therapy, yan. Receiving gifts, yan yung mga, going out, yung pag-shopping, mga little gifts, paggawa ng mga arts and crafts, mga ganyan. Quality time, ito naman yung mga reading, meditation, relaxing. So, our last self-love language is, drumroll, Kat.
May unang sound effects na drum.
Words of, akala ko talaga mo inunahin tuloy kita.
Sige,
papalagay natin yan. Sige. Okay, our fifth is words of affirmation. Ako din pala yung magsasabi.
Teka, nawawala.
Sorry.
Ayan.
Okay, so words of affirmation. Ito yung mga sa giving, sila yung mga gusto nila na nakaka-receive ng compliments. Sa giving yun ah. Not giving. Receiving pala. Oo, receiving. Pagka self-love naman, sa words of affirmation, ito yung giving yourself pep talks and encouraging yourself.
Yes.
Diba yung mga positive self-talk, yung mga mantra, daily affirmations, journaling,
right,
self-improvement, yan ang words of affirmation. Yes. Do you do this?
Yes. Mainly because I wasn't very aware of this na I do this, but towards the end of each counseling session kasi my counselor would ask me, what are your positive self-talk for the day? So that's how we typically end our counseling session. So after uncovering a lot of things in a session, that's how we round it out. Na ito yung sasabihin mo, ito yung gusto mong sabihin sa sarili mo for the day. So
that's nice kasi it helps eh. Right. Kagaya nga nang nabanggit ko kanina, we have the tendency to be hard on ourselves, 'di ba? Kaya maganda rin na minsan i-remind mo yung sarili mo na you're doing good, na this is fine, you know? Yung mga, yun nga, positive self-talk, ganyan. Hindi ako masyadong maganto, but it doesn't mean na I'm a negative talker or wala akong masyadong compassion with myself. It's just not, mas mahilig akong mag-manifest, mag-wish, mag-ano, more than, you know, positive self-talk. Well, that means for me. Journaling, I tried. But hindi ko siya mapanindigan ng ganun ka
consistent.
Hindi ako consistent. Yeah, oo, hindi ako consistent. But yeah, this is good. So sa mga may kailangan ng words of affirmation, it's important, especially if you have a partner. It's important that you let your partner know na bigyan ka naman ng compliments or you know, and even with your friends na this is your language, self-love language, para naiintindihan ng mga relationships mo around you. So
yun na nga, just 'di ba kanina we were talking about self-love being the bigger umbrella for all of these things, yung self languages natin. It's really about being able to love oneself, right? And how you speak to yourself about yourself is also a reflection of how much you value, gaano mo pinapahalagahan yung sarili.
Totoo yan. Yeah, lagi ko sinasabi yan eh. Kapag kung paano mo kinakausap yung sarili mo, yun yung lumalabas talaga sa ibang tao. Minsan hindi ka aware eh. Minsan hindi ka aware. Or minsan kapag may naririnig ka, pagka iisipin mo sa akin ba talaga yon or siya yon, 'di ba? Kaya importante how we talk to ourselves.
Like
diba?
For example na lang, sometimes mapoproject mo kasi sa iba na parang like when you watch someone on TV, bigla na lang mabublurt out mo parang ay anak ng hita. Yung mga ganun. So
pero kasi yun pala rin yung tingin mo sa sarili mo eh. Pero kapag for you, it's normal, you know, it's not something na parang nakikita mo na bad about yourself. Hindi mo rin siya makikita na bad yun sa ibang tao. Diba? Oo, ganun siya. Hay nako, ang saya nito. So, just to wrap up, Kat, again, so those are our 5 self-love language. If you're curious to know more about this, we have, you know, Google. Just Google self-love language. Makikita mo din yung lahat ng yon: physical touch, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and words of affirmation. So, just to wrap up, Kat, and conclude our self-love language. So, what have you discovered from the counseling? Would you like to share your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, there's no shame in admitting that you need help. It starts off with that. When there are certain things that used to work or hindi ka na nakakapag-function, huwag mo nang intayin na dumating ka sa ganung point. I feel, at least for me, na don't let it disrupt or don't let it reach that point that it has disrupted everything in your life. Kasi madami pang ibang aspect yung buhay mo. Madami ka pang ibang roles. And if you're not functioning well, or if ikaw sa sarili mo, you're unwell, you won't be able to fulfill those roles as effectively as as you should, right? So mm-hmm. that's number one. The being able to admit to yourself that you need help, and second is be comfortable with uncomfortable emotions, uncomfortable discussions, because it will come out talaga.
Yeah, you know, can I say something about that very quick? Ang sabi nga nila, if kapag ka meron kang gustong pag-usapan mm-hmm. with someone, tapos alam mm-hmm. mo na mahirap yun, alam, ibig sabihin, importante
true.
Yun. Kasi yun yung mga mahirap yes. pag-usapan eh. Diba? Alam mong importante yun. Kaya ang ganda ng sinabi mo. Sorry, I just had to say that.
It's absolutely true because there was one, in the entirety of all my counseling sessions, there was just only one time that I cried. Which shocked me kasi may mga times na drama-rama sa hapon talaga. Bigla na lang ako maiiyak, ganun. Ganun yung nandun ako sa ganung point. Pero in a counseling session, isang beses lang ako naiyak and we were talking about a very negative emotion for me, which is anger. I have difficulty processing anger. It's either I don't express it or I express it unhealthily na may misfire. Like, yung kaninang sinabi ko, that was a misfire. Yung mambash, that was a misfire because it's still something that I need to work on myself. It's being able to process anger healthily and in a productive, non-destructive manner. So, yun, be comfortable with those reality, being able to, yung makonfront ka ng mga ganong realities about yourself.
I like that.
Self-awareness kasi. I mean, you may not be at one point or another, hindi ka fully aware sa mga ganong bagay, pero be observant how you are. So, yun, bago ka maging aware, maging observant ka muna na why did I say that? Or why did I say it that way?
Or bago mo sabihin toxic yung ibang tao, wait lang, baka mamaya ikaw pala yun. Ganon. Oo. I like that. That's really nice. You know, I really appreciate you sharing what you've discovered at ano yung mga pinagdaanan mo. Kung sino man yung mga, yung may mga audience, may mga listeners man tayo na nakikinig ngayon who's also going through
tough times.
You know, yung mga kagaya nun. Oo. I hope na meron silang mga natutunan from this discussion and about the self-love language. I just want to share this just to wrap up this episode. I just want to share this quote that I found na one of the articles na while I was searching mga topics about self-love language. Sabi niya, a person who practices self-love will never need to depend on others to be happy. And it is an empowering feeling to be happy on the inside.
That's really nice. And it encompasses diba? Everything that we just covered today.
Totoo. Kasi kapag hindi mo na na-receive yung language or yung love na ina-expect mo from other people, dun pumapasok yung self-love mo eh. Diba? Kasi hindi na-reject ka or parang na-anxious ka. Okay, wait, pause. Tapos parang balik ka sa sarili mo. So, yun.
Exactly.
So, this has been really fun, Kat. Thank you so much. Ang dami kong natutunan again, just like every time na we talk about anything, as in literal na anything talaga, whenever na parang nagbabump tayo to each other sa office or anywhere, ganito rin naman tayo mag-usap talaga. So it's really nice. I'm so glad na you co-hosted with me today for this episode. Sana maulit siya. Thank you so much. May mga gusto ko bang i-plug dyan, i-promote? This is your chance. Baka gusto mo ba ng mga followers sa Instagram?
Lux Organics, kung nakikinig.
Gusto pa lang magpa-sponsor. Anyways, ay nako.
Okay. Thank you, Zai.
Thank you so much, Kat. This has been really fun. All right, so everyone, this episode is also available on Google, Apple Podcasts, and of course, Spotify. The summary will be published on our YouTube channel, so please look for Late Nights by Luna Manila. Also, please follow me on Instagram at luna_manila, and please let me know what you think about today's episode. Thank you all for listening. Late Nights by Luna Manila podcast is your avenue for your late night thoughts. Hoping to create a safe space for everyone to share their ideas, experiences, inputs on societal pressure, dating, love, and the ups and downs of their journey living in Manila. Thank you for listening.